Revelation 22:16, the Bible says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, help us to meditate upon this verse today. Help us to understand a little something of what Jesus means when he declares himself to be the bright and morning star. Help us to see how his birth signals a new day for humanity. Grant us this, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Today we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a result, the various readings and songs that we've chosen for today all reflect in various ways upon the meaning of his birth. One of the things we see throughout the prophecies foretelling his nativity and the accounts which record it, over and over again, there's an emphasis upon light, in particular upon light shining in the darkness. While this is a theme that's in part woven throughout the New Testament, nowhere does it figure as prominently as in the gospel narratives that record Jesus' birth or prophesy of his birth. Just think for a moment about the star of Matthew's gospel shining in the night sky, leading the wise men of the Gentiles to the place of Jesus' nativity. Similarly, Luke uses the imagery in his story of shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. And then suddenly the glory of the Lord shone around them as an angel told them of the birth of Jesus. And then a multitude of the heavenly hosts filled the night sky, singing glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Not long thereafter, Joseph fled to Egypt with Mary and Jesus, and he did so at night. On and on it goes. For some reason, it seems that most of the events of the first Christmas occurred at night. And the reason for this seems to be to suggest that before Christ was born into the world, the world lay in darkness. We see this by how the gospel writers, and for Christians ever since, Jesus is the light of the world, whose birth marks the dawn of a new day, the beginning of a new life for the world. In our order of worship for today, for example, we read of how Balaam foretold of the star that would lead the Gentiles to Christ. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. When Isaiah spoke of the region of Galilee where Jesus would grow up and conduct his most extensive ministry, he declares, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light is shined. When the Apostle John writes of the incarnation, he speaks of Jesus by saying, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Moreover, John says, Jesus is the true light, which gives light to every man that comes into the world. Finally, when Simeon takes up the baby Jesus into his arms before departing from this world, he proclaims Jesus as a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Given this overwhelming emphasis on Jesus as the light of the world, it's not surprising that from the earliest times, Christians have associated Advent and Christmas with light. Advent candles, brightly lit trees and houses are all used to usher in and celebrate the season. Moreover, it's not a coincidence that our Christmas carols have picked up on this theme O come, thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued by day and night. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. On and on we could go. The point is that one of the primary messages of Christmas for the gospel writers and for Christians ever since is that Jesus is the light of the world. In light of this recurring theme, used throughout the scriptures in our Christmas celebrations, our carols, to illustrate the meaning of Christ's advent, I think it would do us well to reflect in particular about the kind of light that Jesus gives to the world. In other words, from the beginning, the scriptures speak of different kinds of light. There's a greater light to rule the day, a lesser light to rule the night, and the stars for signs and seasons, and so on. As a result, it prompts us to ask, well, what kind of light is Jesus compared to? When we do that, we find that Jesus is often compared to the sun. And as we see in our text today, he's also compared to the morning star. I think a moment's reflection on this fact is helpful for us to consider at Christmas. Let me explain. In our day, we're all familiar with electric lights that come on in an instant when we flip a switch. But the sun and the morning star aren't like that. The sun rises gradually, slowly. At first, all you notice is that it's not quite as dark as it was just a moment ago. Then the sun, it begins to just peak over the eastern horizon. If you keep your eyes focused on the horizon, the sun rises so slowly, it almost appears to be stationary. But as the minutes slowly pass, lengthy shadows eventually gradually shorten. As the sun begins to make its long trek across the sky, until at last it spreads its light over everything. Now, what's interesting about the sun circuit is that unless you are properly oriented between east and west, it's actually very difficult to discern dawn from dusk. If you've ever taken a late afternoon nap in winter, perhaps you've awakened in the dark. And if you were in a deep sleep, you might be momentarily confused as to whether you've slept the night away and it's time to get up to go to work. You ever had that experience? Now, after a few moments, after you get your bearings about you, you realize it's still the evening of the same day. And you've only been asleep for a short while. A reason I point this out is because if you didn't already know it, it would be hard to tell the difference between dawn and dusk. And whether the sun is coming up or going down. In other words, to my point, the sun doesn't give its light the way an incandescent bulb does. It rises very slowly, almost imperceptibly at first. Then the stars that have been visible all night, they begin to disappear until only one is left. The morning star, the planet Venus, which signals that the day is in fact coming. When John refers to Jesus as the bright and morning star, I believe that's how he intends for us to see Jesus and the coming of his kingdom. See, Jesus was born at night, but his arrival was like that of the morning star, which signals that the day is coming. Perhaps slowly at first, but coming as surely as the sun will complete its course. If you're a Christian, you already know this. The Apostle Peter tells us that when we take heed to the Scriptures, we have the day star arise in our hearts. Peter says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. And what this simply means is that in the heart of every converted person, Jesus is the light of the world. He is the day star in our hearts. But of course, not everyone accepts Christ, which is why the Bible speaks of those who reject him as those who walk in darkness. What we have to understand today, what Christmas teaches us, is that when John declares that Jesus Christ is the morning star, he means that whether men are converted or not, Jesus is, as he says, the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. As Doug Wilson says, practically speaking, what that means is that we ought not to suppose that the task of evangelism is to, you know, sort of run around at night poking our flashlights into corners and cellars. Rather, the task of evangelism is more like just pulling back the curtains. In other words, Wilson says, we ought not to think that when men are converted, they each become like a little lamp, and if enough of them get converted, they'll be able to form a consortium and pull their lamps to try to make a sun. In short, the dawn of the new day that began when Christ was born doesn't depend at all on us getting enough lights together to somehow simulate the brightness of the sun. Rather, the message of Christmas is that the sun has risen, the day star is shining, and the new day for humanity has already arrived. In short, Christmas teaches us that we mustn't let the secularists try to tell us what time it is. Despite their premature pronouncements of Christianity's demise, Scripture teaches us that the darkness we still see all around us is not the scene of a sunset, but rather just the early morning glimpses of a sun only starting to peek over the horizon. We freely confess there are many people all over the world who still walk in darkness. But we also confess that the sun has risen, and it will continue to do what rising suns do. Despite what some think, the sun is not going down. It is just starting to rise. As time advances, the long shadows that still cast their darkness in many places will diminish as the sun makes its slow but steady advance. Because the one born at night is the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star whose birth signals the arrival of a new day. Of course, the Bible teaches men love darkness rather than light. So we ought not to be surprised if we see them everywhere from the very beginning, going around desperately trying to stamp out the light in order to return the world to darkness. But the good news of Christmas is that the feeble attempts of men to stop the advance of Christ's kingdom are as futile as men trying to stop the sun to rise or to reverse the stars in their courses. People have tried now for 2,000 years to put out the light. But John assures us the darkness did not and still cannot overcome it. Christmas is the promise that of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.